As the secondary deals with some injuries and you working your way back and Champ being out, is it tough to gauge an overall feel, getting everybody on the same page, or is this just expected? You're going to have these injuries, you just kind of have to battle through them all.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, you got to, it's a long season, so things like this happen. So we're just preparing for all situations. Unfortunately, obviously, you'd like to have everybody out there, but situations like this do come up. So the more you're, you know, able to get accustomed to working with different people, the better you're going to be.
How are you feeling? Are you getting a good flow, though, from the personnel out there? Just, hey, we're kind of getting there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the more you can actually get out there and go through different things with the guys around you, you get to kind of get a feel for what they like to do, you know, how you guys work together and things like that.
How are you feeling, and when do you feel like you'll be back in team drills, full contact, ready?
Feel good. That timetable is, you know, with the trainers, they're going to let me know. You know, like I said, we're keeping the big picture in mind here. So I'm just working with them, getting my work in every day, doing the things I need to do from the mental part and the physical part, actually being out here now. So that stuff will come. So it's up to them.
Is it really about being in football shape? Because I'm sure you couldn't necessarily do it as much, you know, cardiovascular work as you wanted to.
Yeah, definitely. It's all of that, you know, football shape, you know, make sure you're going over calls, things like that, getting a feel for it, you know, the personnel, everyone around you and everything like that. It's a culmination of everything.
It's tough to kind of be patient, because I know you're a football player, to get out there on the field.
It's tough, but I'm glad, I'm thankful that I'm actually able to be out there now, you know, doing different things like 7-on-7, those drills and stuff like that, actually get out there and make calls and go through the things, because that's the biggest part of it, is that doing that.
Do you have any sense of what your status is going to be for the preseason games, or do you have any goal about when you're going to get back in them?
No, I mean, like I said, that's something that we'll all talk about. You know, I'll talk to Sean and the trainers and stuff like that, and we'll talk about that. So
you may not play, but you're a St. Louis guy going back home. Have you ever played there? A game there at all?
No, I played against them in Buffalo. They came to us, so I haven't been back there. Yeah.
Is it true? I thought I read growing up, I know it's a baseball town, St. Louis. You love baseball first or football? Was that your first
game? I wouldn't say that. I played baseball. I guess I was okay at it.
Always football, though?
Yeah, I like football.
Chase, you've gotten your first look at this offense with Jimmy Graham and Marcus Golston and Brandon Cooks out there. Intrigued as a safety, how unique they are to defend?
Yeah, definitely. They do a good job of just getting guys in different positions and using them, their talents, you know, in unique ways. And it meshes really well together.
Growing up in St. Louis, did you have a favorite frozen yogurt? That's a big deal out there.
Favorite frozen yogurt? Not really. I used to go to Maggie Moo's a lot, a little ice cream place by where I lived. But that was pretty much it.
Any particular flavor?
I'm just an ice cream head. I could eat any flavor pretty much. I'm good. As long as it's not coffee, but I love ice cream.
What about Ted Drew's?
Ted Drew's? Yeah, oh, yeah. Ted Drew's, definitely. Yeah, that was some good stuff.
Yeah. What are the DBs saying about covering Brandon Cooks and adjusting to his speed when you guys talk about him?
Yeah, he's good, man. He does a lot of the little things well, and that's rare, you know, for a rookie comes right in. You know, he's mature beyond his year, so he's good. He's good.
Now, Jairus, what are you going to do? Does it come natural as far as, okay, you got the green light, total physical contact? It's one thing, a lot like Kenny Vaccaro, you don't have missed tackles. Does that come natural, or what do you do to get back in the swing of things? Are you actually making the tackle and taking a guy to the ground? Something you work on, or that comes natural?
Oh, you got to work on that. That's something that you definitely have to work on and drill and prepare for. But like I said, that's stuff that you work on in practice. You can work on that and, you know, just your body posture and things like that. There's a lot of phases that go into making a tackle.
I saw you talking to Marshall Faulk yesterday.
Yeah.
Growing up in St. Louis, who was your favorite player?
Aeneas Williams is probably my favorite. Marshall and him are probably my two favorite. Marshall, he's a great person. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, everyone knows he's a great player, but he's a phenomenal person, just a great guy, down to earth. He's great.
Rob Ryan compared you to Aeneas earlier today. What's that?
How's
it to hear that?
Oh, that's high praise, obviously, and obviously I have a lot of work to do. I'm not there, but I just want to keep working every day and get better, and it helps having a coach like Rob, you know what I mean, helping you run, calling plays and stuff like that. He's a great coach, and thankful just to be a part of, you know, something like that, the defense and stuff.
What did it mean watching him go in the Hall of Fame, and has he helped you out in your career at all?
Yeah, definitely. He's, you know, since really, I'd say high school, you know, he's kind of been someone that has been like an a role model for me. So kind of being able to watch him, you know, growing up in St. Louis has been, you know, a privilege and something that I'm thankful for.
Role model watching, or he actually, two more? He spoke to him in the past?
Both. Both.
Yeah.
Any advice stick out that he's passed on to you? Did you take with you?
There's a lot. You know, it's just a lot of things are, you know, there's parallels between, you know, your life and in how you play the game. They carry over, you know what I mean? So a lot of it is, you know, they're hand in hand.